Welcome back to Musings on Sports. Kelly Elbin here with Bob Bupka. And Bob, what a thrill it is to welcome our guest today. He's a member of the College Football Hall of Fame and the patriarch of an extraordinary family with two of his boys winning two Super Bowls each. Archie Manning, welcome to Musings on Sports.
Well, thank you, Kelly and Bob. Thanks for having me today. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You know, Archie, I have to believe anybody that's played collegiate football played it to the level you did, and then you have a couple of sons. Your dream is, boy, I wonder if my son could be good enough to play college ball. Then is he going to be good enough to play in the NFL? They have two sons, as Kelly indicated, that both have won Super Bowls. Man, your plate is full.
Well, it was people asking me about it, guys. It wasn't a plan. Olivia and I married right after we dated at Ole Miss and got married after we graduated from Ole Miss. I got drafted by the Saints and we were headed down here. We were fortunate enough to have children, have three boys, and it wasn't a plan for them to play football. The fact that they were interested in sports, I was glad. I think that's good for young people. They played all sports and went from sport to sport, but it certainly it wasn't one of these deals where me being a professional quarterback at the time, trying to groom my kids to be quarterbacks or not even to be college or even pro quarterbacks. We just try to raise kids, and they did have an interest. They had good coaching along the way in high school and college and pro, and it just worked out. It was a fun ride, I'll say that.
Archie, let me ask you, was there any doubt ever in your mind that you would play football at Ole Miss as opposed to any other school?
Well, I wasn't heavily recruited. I went to a small school, small town in Mississippi, small Delta town, 2,000 people. Had 48 in my graduating class, 24, about the most we ever had on our football team. That'd be on picture day. We'd have that many. Usually we had 18 or 19. So I wasn't a big heavy recruit. Now I wasn't very big. My height was okay, but I was real skinny. And but in those days, I was fortunate that schools could sign 40 kids. So you took a lot. And Ole Miss had a great tradition at the time, had a great coach in Johnny Vaught. I followed Ole Miss. I wasn't but 80 miles away from Oxford, Mississippi. And I followed great Ole Miss teams. And he had good quarterbacks. And those guys were kind of my heroes. So that's where I wanted to go. And I was just honored and privileged that Ole Miss offered me. And Coach Vaught used to sign a lot of quarterbacks. He felt like the best athletes on the high schools throughout Mississippi were the quarterbacks and the fullbacks. And he signed a lot of those and moved them to other positions. So I wasn't sure when I went up there I was going to get to play. There were eight other quarterbacks that year, and most of them from bigger schools. So I felt fortunate that they recruited me, and then felt fortunate I was able to win the job my sophomore year and play 3 years for Johnny Vaught.
Well, the pride of Drew, Mississippi is with us, Archie Manning. And Archie, you were the first sophomore ever to start at quarterback at Ole Miss. But growing up as a kid, you also were a terrific baseball player. In fact, as you well know, you were drafted four times in the Major League Baseball draft. The Braves drafted you once, the White Sox drafted you twice, and then the Royals. Did you ever give strong consideration to actually playing professional baseball and foregoing a potential career in the NFL?
I can't say I really did. The first time I was drafted was out of high school. The Braves drafted me out of high school, and I'd already signed to go play at Ole Miss. And my dad was still around at the time, and my dad said, "No way, you're not signing with the Atlanta Braves. You're going to school." So then I go to Ole Miss. Well, you can't get drafted again until you're 21. So that was my junior year, and I got drafted by the White Sox. And I wasn't gonna give up my senior year. Even consider giving up my senior year in football to play baseball. Now I was playing at Ole Miss, and I enjoyed that. It was a big leap for me, kind of playing small town, small time baseball to playing in college. But we had good teams. We actually, you know, Ole Miss won the national championship this past year, and started hearing from teammates because we played in the College World Series in Omaha in 1969. I was a shortstop of the Ole Miss team, which was a thrill and again, great memory. If you don't sign, you go back into the draft 6 months later. So I went back in two times. So when the Saints drafted me, then that's when I got drafted the last time by the Royals. And we actually tried to use it for a little leverage, you know, back and forth. But really, I kind of wanted to be in football. If I sign with the Saints, I'm going to the big leagues. As you know, in baseball, you can kind of get lost in those minor leagues. And to be honest with you, I batted left-handed, and I didn't hit a left-handed pitcher curveball very well. So I think the Royals drafted me, they said they would probably be sending me to Waterloo, Iowa. And I would have probably spent most of my career in Waterloo, Iowa. I'm glad I played football.
Hey, you mentioned the year 1969, which also happened to be the 100th season of college football. And an unprecedented event happened that year. First national primetime broadcast of a college football game. And your Rebels at Ole Miss were involved. Certainly you threw for more than 430 yards, 3 touchdowns. And the dual threat that you were, you ran for more than 100 yards, but you guys fell a point short to Alabama, 33-32. What do you remember about that historic night in college football?
Well, it really makes me feel old to know, you know, people say, you mean they weren't playing football at night back then? And we were playing at night. They just never had been one put on TV. We didn't play on TV that much. It was kind of a big deal to play on TV. You didn't play on TV but 2 or 3 times a year. But I do remember the anticipation of playing a night game on national TV in Birmingham, Alabama, against Alabama, Coach Bear Bryant's the coach, Johnny Vaught's the coach at Ole Miss. So we had a lot of anticipation for the game. And one thing I remember, I think we kind of sat on it the week before. We were playing not a real strong Kentucky team. Went to Lexington. I thought the only time in playing for Coach Vaught, who he really ran our offense, that we kind of held back. We tried to save some things, and we got beat. We got beat by Kentucky 11-10. So the next week, he kind of said, we're going to let it hang out. We're going to air it out. And that was unusual in those days. There really was not that many teams throwing the ball a lot. Not like today's game, you know. In the SEC, you know, if you threw for 160, 180 yards, that was a pretty good game. And it was kind of a running offense, you know, and play defense. That was good old SEC football. So we let it rip that night. They had a good quarterback named Scott Hunter. He threw it around real good, and it was a real exciting game for fans to watch. And we actually, ESPN brought in Scott and I this past summer to sit down and talk about the game because they're doing a special on nighttime football. And so that, it, you know, that being the first one on national TV, a lot of people watched it, and it was tough to lose. It was tough to lose. We did bounce back after that, and, you know, we're picked to win the conference, and here we are 0-2 in the conference with 2 1-point losses, and we did bounce back. We beat nationally-ranked Georgia, nationally-ranked LSU, nationally-ranked Tennessee, and then nationally-ranked Arkansas in the Sugar Bowl. So we came back and had a good team.
Hey, I want to ask you about being a runner. You ran a lot in high school, I would imagine, and certainly you ran a lot at Ole Miss. Did that part of the game come instinctively to you? Were you taught not to be necessarily just a drop-back passer? How did that develop in being the true dual threat that you were?
Well, I was really, I think, what you'd call a sprint-out passer. And Johnny Vaught, who coached 24 years at Ole Miss, was more or less given credit in college football for creating the sprint-out passing game. So we were under center, no shotgun or anything, but most of our offense was sprinting right or sprinting left. And your options were usually, if you're on the run, but it's to throw in the intermediate area to somebody's open, throw in the flat, short pass, somebody's open. And your third option was to run. So, yeah, I ran, you know, probably 15, 16 times a game. That was the our offense was just based on that. We did a lot of bootlegs, and we really didn't do much drop back passing, except unless we really got behind and got way behind, and we'd kind of go into a drop back game. So I had a huge transition going into pro football because I just had, you know, when you don't drop back much, you know what you don't do. You don't read defenses. You don't learn to read defenses. So that was a big transition for me, being drafted by the Saints, going and playing for the Saints, and getting thrown in to play right off the bat when I did come to New Orleans.
Archie Manning with us on Musings on Sports. I know Bob wants to talk with you about your time with the Saints, but Archie, I have to talk to you. You lost your dad to suicide between your sophomore and junior years. You were the one who found him, obviously had a profound effect on your life. Did you strongly consider not going back to school? What thoughts and
well, I had my mother and my sister, 2 years older, who was in college nearby at a small college. And I think I was mature. I think I was a pretty good guy, but I think I became a man. I had to become a man overnight. And my first responsibility was I've got to take care of my mother and my sister. And I talked to my mother about that I didn't have to go back to school and I was capable of getting a job and she wouldn't hear anything of that. My sister was fine going back to school close by. And my mother became a legal secretary. And of course, supported me, and we weren't very far away. And I didn't get to come home much, but it was one of the great things about living in a small town. I mentioned 2,000 people; everyone looked after my mother. I mean, it just. And then it was tough on me going back to school, but I was dating Olivia at the time. She was a huge help to me, and the coaching staff at Ole Miss, especially Coach Vaught. Yeah, he really became kind of a father figure to me. I actually went on and had my best year that fall, and a lot of things were coming my way, you know, going around the country to banquets and winning these awards and everything. And I needed guidance, I needed advice, and Coach Vaught provided that.
Well, Archie, after finishing third in the Heisman Trophy voting back in 1970, I think, you were selected second overall by the Saints and played in New Orleans for 10 years. That had to be a lot of fun.
Well, it was close by. You know, the teams that were picking that year, they called it the year of the quarterback. Jim Plunkett, who won the Heisman Trophy, Jim's a great friend of mine. Jim was the first pick in the draft and went to New England. And Saints had the second pick. And then Houston had the third pick. And the first time that quarterbacks ever went 1-2-3. Jim went to New England. I went to New Orleans, and Dan Pastorini, another great friend of mine, went to Houston. So I was glad. You know, neither of the three teams, either they weren't very good. So if I'm gonna get picked, I just soon get picked by a southern team. And as I said, Libby and I got married shortly. About the same time of the draft was early back then. The draft was in January back then. So I was picked to the Saints, and we moved to New Orleans and started playing for the Saints. We weren't very good. We went through a lot of changes and seemed like always changing coaches, changing front office. It took a long time for the Saints to kind of get it in gear, but it was a good ride. I enjoyed playing pro football, and here we are almost 52 years later, and Livy and I are still living here in New Orleans.
When you look back, I'm sure with some regrets, probably not as many as most people might think, but you played 13 years in the NFL, but never with a team that had a winning record or made the playoffs. Any regrets?
Well, no, I look at it. Sure, I would have liked to have been involved, but I always tell my boys, you live to play in big games. You want to play in big games. And we didn't get to play in too many big games. You know, we made a little move a couple of times, and we got close, and we upset some good teams and all those type of things. But we never were just had and in those days, it was harder to build, I think, to build a team. If you became a good team, you stayed good for a long time. You know, that was before – salary cap and free agency and those type of things where a team can build faster. So it was a struggle. But when I look back on it, you know, it's something as a youngster I wanted to do. I think I wanted to be a professional athlete. I got to do it. And even though it's some tough times, I got beat up a little bit. I'm not walking too good these days, but I enjoyed the journey. I really did.
We're so pleased to have Archie Manning with us on Musings on Sports. Archie, your oldest son, Cooper, a terrific high school player, unfortunately diagnosed with spinal stenosis in his senior year. That effectively ended his career, but obviously we all got to know the tremendous collegiate and professional careers of both Peyton and Eli. I wonder if you could take just a minute or two and talk about the skills and personalities of each of your boys as they were growing up.
Cooper was the oldest. He was 2 years older than Peyton. Cooper was always a fun-loving kid, good athlete, always kind of fun to be around. We kind of called him our family comedian, and still is. Played all sports. Got thrown in as quarterback when he first started playing tackle football, but he didn't really like it. He wanted to be a receiver, and they finally moved him to receiver, and he did real well with Allstate. And one of the probably the most fun year the Manning family ever had in football would be the fall of 1991. Cooper was a returning All-State wide receiver, senior, and Peyton was a sophomore and won the quarterback job. So they played together that year. That was fun. A little bit embarrassing because Peyton didn't throw to anybody but Cooper all year. But anyway, it was a fun time. Cooper kind of got, unfortunately, he signed to – got recruited and signed to go to Ole Miss, and we discovered he had this stenosis and had some big time surgery, laminectomy, and had to give up football. He handled it. He kind of got us through it. We all just felt so bad for him. It really affected Peyton, you know, 2 years younger. He just didn't think life was fair, but Cooper had a great spirit about it. And, you know, it's just gone on. And I'm just as proud of Cooper as I am Peyton and Eli, the way he's led his life and got a wonderful wife and three fantastic kids, and he's very successful in business. So we're really, really proud of Cooper. Peyton, all your children are different. Peyton comes along. He was a quarterback, worked at it hard. Newman is not a huge school. It was 2A football in a 5A, the top being a 5A program in Louisiana, but got recruited. Enjoyed the recruiting situation, really, really put a lot into it, and chose to go to Tennessee. Made a great decision. You know, they had really good teams at Tennessee, and he was able to have some success there. Eli came along 5 years later. He was kind of the quiet one. Peyton was always pretty intense, real, real competitive. You know, preparation was kind of his strong suit. Eli comes along very, very quiet. I really didn't think Eli, we kind of, you know, all these little league games and so forth, we kind of drag Eli along to the game. And I always told his mother, I said, he's not going to want to play anything. He doesn't want to play. He's not going to play anything. And he kind of followed the same path as Peyton, played quarterback, same school, kind of the same type of career. And, whereas Peyton, chose to go to Tennessee, Eli didn't enjoy the recruiting thing as much, kind of wanted to make a quicker decision. Came down to Virginia, Texas, and Ole Miss, and he chose to go to Ole Miss. And went there, got to play for David Cutcliffe, who was Peyton's offensive coordinator at Tennessee. And they really got things going at Ole Miss. Went to the Cotton Bowl his senior year, first time in 40 years, first time they'd won 10 games in a long time, and fortunate to stay healthy there, and had a good run. So a real blessing that they pretty much, both of them pretty much stayed healthy throughout their playing days and enjoyed their college experience.
Archie, being a legend at Ole Miss, did it sting at all that Peyton chose Tennessee? And conversely, was it a thrill that your youngest chose to follow in your footsteps, if you will, in Oxford?
No, we were fine with Peyton going to Tennessee. To be honest with you, Peyton put a lot into it. We living out felt like Peyton was certain. We, you know, we wanted, we tried to raise our children to make their own decisions and try to make good decisions. But Peyton really couldn't go to – he liked Ole Miss. Ole Miss was going on probation, and he just couldn't go there. And he made a great choice in going to Tennessee. Worked out well. He loves his school. And then Eli I wasn't sure Eli was going to Ole Miss, but when David Cutcliffe – Eli had already told David Cutcliffe, I'm not coming to Tennessee. But when Cut got the head job at Ole Miss, he immediately committed, which made us think he wanted to go to school at Ole Miss, but he wasn't sure he was going to play football there. When Cut went there, it made it easy. So that was fun for us to, Livy and I, to go back and during those years, you know, be around Oxford, Mississippi, the place we have great memories of.
Speaking of fun, what was it like to present your son Peyton for induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame back in 2021?
That was a big thrill. Yeah, that was a big thrill for me. I was very honored and appreciative that Peyton selected. You know, Peyton could have picked some, you know, he could have picked Bill Polian. He could even had David Cutcliffe, who was a great influence on him, Phil Fulmer, but Bill Polian or Tony Dungy, Edgerrin James, Marvin Harrison, a lot of people that contributed so much to him being a Hall of Famer. But he asked me to do that. I was thrilled. It was one of the great, great weekends of our life. It was just a fun time to be in Canton. There were two classes that went in that year because of the pandemic. Edgerrin James was in the other class, which was so special to Peyton. So it was an unforgettable experience.
Hey, we're winding down with Archie Manning here on Musings on Sports. And hey, Bob, you might have seen the Mannings hosting their own show on ESPN during some Monday night telecasts. You might have seen them. Cooper and Peyton doing a college trivia game show. But Archie, you've got to be getting a kick out of this whole Caesars Sportsbook thing. It kind of reminds me, I would imagine Coach Madden, for as long as he was a coach and an announcer, a lot of people really have only known him because of his name on the iconic video that bears his name. Now you, all these years later, man, everybody's getting to know Archie Manning because of these commercials with Caesar and all the fun you guys are having.
Well, it is fun. I tell you, JB Smooth is some character. Of course, the first commercials we did, I actually did most of my role was with Halle Berry. That was a thrill too. What a nice lady. And so, yeah, that's been fun. It's always been fun to spend time with my boys. You know, Peyton and his family live out in Denver, and Eli and his family live in New Jersey. So don't get to see them that much. Cooper and his family live here, fortunately. So it's always fun for us to get together. That's really been fun doing these things with Caesars.
Yeah. Do you knock out a few of those commercials on the same day or over a couple of days? How does that work?
We sure do. Yeah. Yeah. We crammed them in. With first ones we did out in Las Vegas, we went all day long. And then the two recent ones we did was here in New Orleans. It took over one of the top restaurants in town and just shut it down. And actually that commercial that's running now, it wasn't planned. It was another commercial that just kind of fell through, one gonna work out, and it was kind of an ad lib. They said, let's just try to salvage something here and play charades, and that's what came of it. So and none of it credit to me, but I thought particularly Peyton and Eli and Cooper and JB did a great job during that. It was kind of an audible, if you will.
Hey, final question for me, I guess it's sort of a reflective one. You mentioned your wife Olivia, who you met at Ole Miss, and do you guys ever kind of just sit back and reflect on you know, the years you've shared together from your playing days there, having two sons go on to win a combined four Super Bowls and still to be so active in their lives and being able to see the joy that comes with being a dad?
Well, we certainly count our blessings. You know, there's a joke that goes with that. I used to tell it when I was kind of on the speaking circuit. Of that, Livy and I, the Colts had won a Super Bowl, Peyton the MVP. The next year, the Giants won a Super Bowl, Eli's MVP. And so Livy and I just sitting there one night reading, and I closed my book and asked her, I said, in your wildest dreams did you think we'd ever have two sons back-to-back MVPs in the Super Bowl? And Olivia says, well, you know, you're seldom in my wildest dreams. So that was a little joke that went on for a while. But it is we do reflect, and we do pinch ourselves. We absolutely do pinch ourselves at the fact, because, as I said before, it wasn't a plan. It just kind of happened, and it was just – but now we're having fun right now. We've got two grandsons that are playing on Friday night, and one of them's a quarterback and doing well. And it's, you know, it's nothing more pure than high school football. It is just such a wonderful experience and fun for these kids. So we consider ourselves so fortunate and thorough, and certainly count our blessings.
I'm going to let Kelly say goodbye, but Archie, thank you so much for sharing with us your story. It is truly remarkable. Your family's remarkable. And you know what? As good as you were on the football field, I think even better on a microphone.
Well, thanks, Bob.
Archie Manning, thank you again. It's been great having you and allowing us to hear a few of the wonderful stories from your lives. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X are designed to outperform. Created in Titleist R&D laboratories, manufactured in Titleist golf ball plants, and then validated by the best players in the world. These golf balls are longer and more consistent with unrivaled control. Outperform with the new Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X.